This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. You want to be part of what makes things better, right? Not what makes things worse. Do you? I just have to ask. Do you? Anyway, always a pleasure. Larry Elder today, to my surprise. He announced that he's no longer running for. He's suspending his campaign and immediately turned around and endorsed President Trump. So in a statement, Elder expressed gratitude for his supporters, said he was honored by the enthusiasm, grassroots support. Then he explained after assessing his campaign, his state of the race, that he had made difficult decisions to suspend his campaign. He said, look, I've been steadfast in my belief. He has. He's not changed anything about what he believes. Right? The biggest issues facing our nation are the crisis of the fatherless, the dangerous lie that America is systematically racist, the need for an amendment to the Constitution to set federal spending at 6% at a fixed percentage of GDP. I don't have a problem with any of these. I think these are all great ideas. Otherwise, government gets bigger, he said. And he's right. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Republicans and Democrats, whoever's in charge, lining their pockets of you know, people around them. You know, they need to remove those Soros-backed DAs across the country. Right? The breakdown of the family structure, absence of positive father figures. There's a lot that has changed. And what the left will tell you is they're just breaking down the norm. Right, they're breaking down the norm because they're patriarchal. They're not right. They're misogynistic. They're toxic. Best stop. Just stop. For the basic family structure we had: happier kids, healthier community, healthier economies, healthier neighborhoods. But we couldn't possibly want that. We couldn't possibly have that. And I refuse to believe that this is the way it's going to be now from this point on. Not buying it, not for a second. You see these crime waves in America. It ain't because of the Republicans. It ain't because of conservatives, to use my best English. Come on, think about it. Who's the one that wants to defund the police? Who's the one that stops funding the police? Right? Who won't allow more police to be hired. You know, seriously, anyway, Elder went on to say that he helped with his campaign and helped to shine a light on these critical issues, sparked important conversations about how we can solve them. Look, he did that on a radio show. I don't know, he might have been more effective staying on the radio. He had a heck of a mountain range to overcome. Now, he originally ran to recall Gavin Newsom, but problem with that was there were too many Republicans involved. I wish people would, you know, if people really did things because they wanted to help, they wanted, you know, better country, better state, better whatever, and they could shove their egos aside, we could win some of these races. We lose because the votes split too much. And that's what he could have beat Newsom. Percentage-wise, the way people were voting for Larry Elder and such, he could have beat Newsom. So, anyway. In August, Elder made waves when he threatened to sue the Republican National Convention Committee for not including him in the first GOP debate. You know, what's funny is that the national committees always feel or think that they know better than you. That they're going to decide who you're going to vote for by deciding who ends up on the ballot. That's the way they see it. He said from the beginning that it appeared that the rules of the game were rigged. Little did we know how rigged it really was. Now, for some reason, the establishment leaders at the RNC are afraid of having my voice on the debate stage. Now, I'm surprised that... See, if I was in the Democrat Party, I would have seized on this big time. I would have said, look, here's a famous conservative black man. And those racists over there, the Republican Party, won't put him on stage, even though he did meet the criteria. The latest poll show Elder, you know, he hanging in at about 1%. And it's not going to help. Not going to do anything for him. He went on to say, now that I'm exiting the race, I'm proud to announce my endorsement of Donald Trump for president. His leadership has been instrumental in advancing the conservative America First principles, policies that benefited our great nation. He went on to say, we must unite behind Trump to beat Joe Biden. Fight back against Biden. He's right. Whatever we do, we have to stop playing these games and truly get behind Trump. Or, you know what, you can't get behind nine people. Pick one you know you can win, and according to the polls, it's Trump. Get behind Trump. Have him pick a great vice president in case something happens, you know. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Joe Messina, come on back. Got a lot to talk about.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When marimba river starts to play, dance with me, make me sway. The lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more.
think. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. God bless America. Don't you love electronics? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I was talking about Larry Elder in the last segment and how much... Yeah, I mean, the man tried to run for governor here. He didn't do badly at all. He actually did pretty good. And, you know, running for president, that was a stretch. And when he announced, I knew it was a stretch then. I know Larry. I mean, we're not best buddies, but I know him. And I hope he comes out swinging. I hope he comes back out. I hope he gets back on the air in some way, shape, manner, or form. And lets people, you know, push it for, if it's Trump, well, he's endorsed Trump, so he's going to push for Trump. And starts pushing for some of these other people. It's really that simple. It isn't that hard to do. These guys can come out with their influence. They can make a lot happen. He can make a lot happen. Right? God, I got story after story after story. And with the stuff that's going on out there today, you really... I was joking with somebody today saying, you could be on the air for 5 hours a day. You could eat, not me, but please. You could be on the air 5 hours a day with the stuff that's coming down. All right, under Obamacare. God bless. I mean, remember, this was supposed to cost us what? The price of cell phone service? Anybody remember that? So, what ended up happening? Is it really, really pretty? It caused higher profits, worse care, and lower cost to the healthcare people. You know, and a lot of people, I don't know if you know this, I found this out with my dentist, a few other places, that their practices are being bought by, you know, hospitals. They're being bought by, you know, bigger companies. You know, a lot of this consolidation, well, you know what that does, right? A new study looks at the impacts of these consolidations and what they do for health care. Remember, it's not your doctor now dictating. You had these little doctor groups, right? No, seriously, you had these little doctor groups. And they would get together and they, you know, they provide services locally. And they decided how they're going to run. They decided how they're going to operate based on what was going on in the community, based on what their belief systems were with each other. And now you look. This is hilarious. When they start to come together like this, they do make more money, but they dictate to the doctors the services they can offer. How they go about taking care of you. I don't want a doctor like that. When these groups consolidate, there are higher profits for them, right? Because all about volume, higher cost to consumers, and you never know, it might even be worse, a longer care, you know, long-term care. The hospitals, the shareholders should say, you know, thanks Obama, seeing as Obamacare was crafted to drive, well, some people believe it was drafted to drive consolidation of these groups. I don't know if that's true. I'm not smart enough to know that's true. Increasing regulations, they've gotten worse. Mandates, taxes, subsidies. These all favor big businesses, not the little guy. And as I used to say before, I mean, when we used to do the health segments, we talked about how doctors aren't practicing medicine. They can't. If they belong to an insurance program, they practice insurance. The insurance company tells them what they can and can't do. So when you have these increases in regulations and mandates and taxes, you do need these bigger companies to jump in. It's too hard for the smaller, you know, one or two you know, doctor offices to kick in. You start with the Obamacare paper. Remember Bob, what's his name, Kocher and Zeke Emanuel? They put out a book all about this. They put out articles all about this. They clearly instructs private practice physicians to sell out to bigger institutions. The authors went on to say the advice to doctor's offices included collaborating with hospitals, redesigning medical office processes, capture savings from the administrative. Yeah, I mean, seriously, instead of having five accounting departments when you have five different offices, you have one. And they don't miss anything. And only the hospitals of these big healthcare plans really can do anything with this. In all sincerity. So if you're under the Affordable Care Act, you probably you're probably finding out right about now, ain't too affordable, is it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be, you know, truly be part of the solution. I'm glad some of these cities, like New York City, I'm glad their mayors are having trouble with all this stuff. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Get involved, get engaged. Check out JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Come on back.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard is now assisting in the manhunt for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. NBC News reporting the Coast Guard has deployed sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed, 13 others injured in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar last night, with officials saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt for Card continues. The former off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to shut down the engines on a plane has been charged in federal court. Joseph Emerson is charged with interference with a flight crew. Fellow pilot Sean Callahan at NRI Flying Club in East Bay adds Emerson's actions were out of character.
He was exemplary. There was no question. Professional, safe, that was Joe Emerson.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mattino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get in. Just, you know, be engaged. Right? Make sure you have a clue as to what's going on. The when we were talking about Obama's Obamacare, although it's not Obama's Obamacare, but we were talking about Obamacare. And I don't know how often we heard it was going to be affordable right from day one. And was it? Was it? Right? And the reason it was, it was because nobody actually sat down and worked the numbers. There's no way. Even Republicans worked the numbers. And showed you where you're going to have issues. But we can't be trusted, remember? So, again, we need to put the we need to start using common sense and put the parties aside. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The shooter in Maine, we're understanding, or last I heard, and I'm trying to keep you updated to a degree, that law enforcement officers have been leaving the area. No longer there. And they don't believe he's inside anymore. So, again, as I get information, I'll give it to you. But people can't guarantee any of it. Because I don't even know. All right. New Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. His invocation of God in the Bible during his appearances following his election. Really, social media is having a heart attack over it. You know, conservatives on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, I still think we should call it Xer, praise Johnson for wearing his Christianity on his sleeve in a new role, while some liberals claim, yeah, I never got that. I never got that. Do they want you to shove it under your coat? They want you to put it in your pocket? I don't care if people know I'm a Christian. I don't care if you don't like the fact that I'm giving God the glory for something I'm doing, then just plug your ears for a minute. Right? And his, you know, some liberals claim that he is offending the Constitution and the New Testament with his appeal to God. No, actually, he's doing exactly what the Bible tells you to do about giving glory to God in everything you do. And the Constitution has nothing. There is nothing in the Constitution as written where a person cannot discuss God. If that was the case, then Washington, Jefferson, both Adamses, they were totally confused. Totally confused. They invoked the name of God. They did public prayer. So how do you say this with a straight face unless you're lying? After the GOP congressman's election as Speaker of the House Wednesday, following weeks of Republican lawmakers being unable to decide how true that was, Johnson made time for prayer and recognition of God and his Christian faith. Speaking to Congress, following his election, he declared, "I don't believe there are any coincidences in a matter like this. I believe the scripture in the Bible is very clear that God is the one who raises up those with authority. He raised up each of you, all of us, and I believe that God has ordained," he's wrong, but whatever. "I believe that God has ordained and allowed each one of us to be brought here for this specific moment." See, this is the issue in Christianity, where people believe that everything that happens, happens because it's God's will, because it happens God's way. That is not true. Because if you say that, look at that person and say, so God wanted Hitler to kill 7 million Jews or 6 million Jews, whatever it was. Right? So God wanted slavery for blacks. He wanted them whipped like that. Now, I would say to those questionable Christians, then why did you stop it? If it was God's will, why stop doing it? I'll tell you why, because it wasn't God's will. We didn't do God's will, which is why those people weren't protected. We didn't do what God called us to do, which is why so many Jews were killed. And I'm talking about Christians here. Christians didn't do what God called them to do, which is why there were so many slaves. So I'm tired of hearing that kind of thing, because it's just flat out not true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when these guys say this kind of thing, I have to question that. Nah, I'm not going to beat them up over it. That doesn't help anybody, doesn't do anything for anybody. Now, to go on, he said, "I believe that each of us has a huge responsibility today to use the gifts that God gave us to serve the extraordinary people of this great country. They deserve it." There's a whole bunch of other images of him circulating all over Twitter, showing him bowing in prayer with his fellow GOP lawmakers. Right? Conservative ex-users seem to be elated at the new speaker's piety, conservative digital. I mean, seriously, when you look at it, you have Congress. You see them kneeling and praying. How many paintings and pictures do you see of them kneeling and praying? Washington. There's a dozen pictures of Washington kneeling and praying. Right? Greg Price, an influencer on Twitter, he says, "I believe that the scripture," he says, "you don't see too many politicians these days that talk about their faith." Right? If you don't like it, don't listen to it. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, James Carville, you got to love that guy. Talk about him in a minute. But he is not seeing a path to victory in essence for the Democrats in 2024. He is not sure of this. Anyway, influential Christian conservative leader Bob Van Plaats, he praised Johnson, stating it's exciting to hear the new speaker in the House open with his faith. I would be open with my faith. I wouldn't shove it down anybody's throat, but I'd be open with it. I wouldn't shy away from it. Lefties, however, are losing their minds. And, well, you already knew that, right? They see Johnson's appeal to prayer as a real bad thing. You got Syracuse Law lecturer David K. Johnson. He posted a reaction to the photo of Johnson praying on the House floor. He said, "Members praying on the House floor offend both our Constitution and our New Testament." Well, this is an atheist guy, right? How will you know what the New Testament really means or says? "Which announced public displays of devotion." Well, seriously? Where does it say that in the Constitution? Sure, point to it. Psychologist Lucia Grossaru, she posted, "When a country is ruled based on religious principles, you get extremists that manage to survive through the millennial era. A rational belief should not inspire social policies. Mythology is to be studied, but not have an active place in society." Right. So, Lucia, I'd love to get you on the show and ask you, so founding fathers, our guys who put this together, they prayed to something that didn't exist. They believed in mythology. It's in everything they wrote. She also asked, what if some politician somewhere would start proposing we all go by Apollo's principles? It's the same for any other religion that made it to this day. And we'll continue to make it long after she's gone, long after I'm gone. There's nothing that says that these guys, these people, these persons can't discuss their religious beliefs. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. James Carville, he's warning Democrats of the danger looming with thinking black turnout in 2024. He said the African-American voters are a crucial part of Democrats winning. He believes they can't win without their votes. I tend to agree with him. I think he's right. But a New York Times opinion writer, Charles Blow, interviewed various Democrat political operatives to ask him about President Joe Biden's reelection. Carville, who ran Bill Clinton's campaign in 92, he said, man, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Talk about this more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, Nebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5566. You know, just get involved, get engaged, make sure you're paying attention. As I always say, make sure you're part of the solution, right? You don't need to be part of the aggravation. We got enough of that already. We don't need your help making it worse. You know what I'm saying? We got enough of that, too. Anyhow, all right, we're talking about James. You know, James Carville is a well-received, well-respected, you know, strategist, not only in the Democrat world, but in the Republican world, too. They don't blow him off if somebody hasn't got a clue, even though it's been a long time. He still has a clue to what the people want. I think the problem with some of these strategists is when they win or something happens, you know, they start to get older and they blow this stuff up. Like, they know everything. He doesn't. He has an understanding of the average Joe, if you would. And that's where these guys lose it, because it's the average Joe you have to nail, you have to talk with. It's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. He went on to say that, the biggest story in my mind, he said, out of 2022 is the abysmal low black turnout. It's going to be a problem, especially with the young black voters. Now, young black voters always, because daddy and mommy and grammy and grampy said so, they always usually voted Democrat. But I think they're seeing that the Democrats haven't done anything for them. In the most recent midterm elections, he goes on to say, even in places where Democrats fielded strong black candidates against flawed Republican opponents, black turnout was underwhelming. Republicans have made inroads to black and Hispanic voters in recent years. He said Trump increased his share of black votes to 8% from 6%. That's a big number. Trump increased his share of the Hispanic vote from 28% to 35%. Now, see, I think, personal opinion, that the black community has been browbeat for so long that the Republicans don't care about them. They only care about rich people. This is why it's harder to move that needle. But the Hispanic votes have not been. The settled Hispanic people who came to this country for all the right reasons, they heard Trump speak. They're looking at the basic foundation, the Republican Party, and the people in it, and the conservatives in it, family. Well, let me rephrase this: God, family, country. That's what many of them are about. Many of them are Catholic. Many of them are Christian. And they come to the country, they want to honor God, they want to honor their family, they want to live a free life. Very similar to the Italian culture that I have. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. I love it. 5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, making you part of the solution. Now, again, like I said, Republicans as a whole made gains in 2022. DeSantis probably made the largest gains, being the first Republican to win Miami-Dade County in 40. Let me repeat that. The first Republican to win Miami-Dade County in 40 years. That's a big deal. Now, Carville, where he goes off the rails, probably after he's had a few drinks. He praised Biden as the greatest president for black America maybe we've ever had. Tell me, how? What has he done? Right? If he's done so much for them, if he's made it so easy for them, Trump did more for the black community than the black president did. Or should I say the half-black president did. Now, Trump, he's the poll leader for the GOP right now. Even though he's been charged with all these counts of whatever, falsifying business records, and again, they're only allegations at this point. So many argue that the charges are politically motivated. But you know what? He'll work through it. And with every indictment, he gets stronger. Part of that is people see the government doing overreach. They see the government doing overreach in their life, in his life, in life in general. You can't keep doing that and getting away with it and expect people are going to jump on your bandwagon and not see it, for that matter. Right? Many people, again, people are not stupid. They're starting to wake up to this. I don't have a lot of faith. Look, I'm sorry, guys. I do not have a lot of faith in the average voter. Never have or haven't for a long time. I always jokingly say they voted for Obama twice. Figure it out. All right? Anyway, when you talk about Mike, our new, Johnson, our new, oh, I can't stand it. Too many things popping up. When you talk about Mike Johnson, though, Representative Mike Johnson, there is so much about him. He's consistently voted against Ukraine. Right? He voted for the first one. Then after that, it was kind of like, wait a minute, what's going on here? I'm not having it. And you can't blame him either. I want to know what he stands for. I want to know. I mean, when he first time was kind of like, okay, let's get them rolling. Let's get them greased. I want some accountability. Why don't the Dems want the same accountability? What are they afraid of? You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. So what is Mike Johnson? He's consistently voted against the Ukraine aid. Again, except for the first bill. He's pro-life. He supported President Trump's 2017 executive order prohibiting immigration from 7 Muslim countries. It was nothing against Muslims. Go look at the issues that they were having back then. And the funny thing about it is back then, Obama had already canned 5 of them. So it was okay when he did it, but not when Trump did it. This is the part that makes it hard to believe, take them seriously, and believe they want the same things I want. Right? Well, he votes with his GOP colleagues. Now, he has experience. He's been a member of Congress for 7 years. This is his fourth term. Now, he was part of Trump's legal defense team. That's what makes Hakeem Jeffries so irritated with him. He's a constitutional attorney. He received his degree from the Louisiana State University. Now, he's married with four kids. His Christian faith is very important to him. And a lot of times he leads, I don't know if it's a Bible study or a prayer thing, but he leads the prayer time. His mentor is Representative Jim Jordan, and he actually voted for him for Speaker. And oh my God, he voted against certifying Biden's election. Part of it was they had two states they wanted to send it back to for a recount. Two states. Now, some of you won't admit to it. We've got it on video if you'd like to see it. The Democrats have questioned every presidential election for a Republican has been. Every one of them. Because they can't possibly believe that Americans would vote for Republicans. It shows you where the mind's at, right? Where they're coming from. He's been actively involved in the investigations into Biden. He wants justice for these crimes. He represented Louisiana's 4th Congressional District. They have almost 760,000 residents. He won his congressional seat with the largest margin of victory in his region in more than 50 years. Really? And this is the guy we had a problem with? Come on. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Why don't we want people with principles? Why don't we want people that believe what they believe and you know it, you see it, and you understand it? I don't get it. I don't have time to play this, but I think I'm going to do it in the next hour. But I've got the Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries. He spoke to the full House after Mike Johnson got elected. And boy, was he mad. See, they're so full of themselves that they really believe that they are the only ones for the job. The only ones. I've said this before. We see them as ill-informed. We see them as the wrong track. On the wrong track, I should say. They see us as just pure evil. No ifs, ands, or buts. Just pure evil. It's amazing. Anyway. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Go to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live there. You can get involved in the chat room. Smarter people than myself in the chat room, right? You can check out old shows, new shows. There's so much you can do. We have an app, an online app that you can take advantage of. Just a lot happening there. Again, Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.